Rumpole and the Show Folk. I've written elsewhere of my old clerk, Albert Handyside, who served me very well for a long term of years, being adept at flattering solicitors' clerks, buying them glasses of Guinness, and inquiring tenderly after their tomato plants, with the result that the old darlings were inclined to come across with the odd, dangerous and careless, indecent assault, or take and drive away, which Albert was inclined to slip in Rumpole's direction. All this led to higher things, such as robbery, unlawful wounding, and even murder, and in general for that body of assorted crimes on which my reputation is founded. I first knew Albert when he was a nervous office boy in the chambers of C.H. Whiston, my learned father-in-law, and when he grew to be a head clerk of magisterial dimensions, we remained firm friends and often had a jar together in Pomeroy's wine bar in the evenings, on which relaxed occasions I would tell Albert my celebrated anecdotes of bench and bar, and, unlike she who must be obeyed, he was always kind enough to laugh, no matter how often he'd heard them before. Dear old Albert had one slight failing, a weakness which occurs among the healthiest of constitutions. He was apt to get into a terrible flurry over the petty cash. I never inquired into his bookkeeping system, but I believe it might have been improved by the invention of the abacus, or a monthly check-up by a primary school child well-versed in simple addition. It is also indubitably true that you can't pour drink down the throats of solicitors managing clerks without some form of subsidy, and I'm sure Albert dipped liberally into the petty cash for this purpose, as well as to keep himself in the large bells and sodas, two or three of which sufficed for his simple lunch. Personally, I never begrudged...